Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Dryer Show, everybody. You've been waiting for it all week long, and here it is back again as you like it. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, the guy we call the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dryer.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Good to be with you. Mike, it's great to see you. It's wonderful that you're able to get up out of a sick bed and get over
a
here
sick
and
bed.
Do the show.
I'm okay. Don't put me in that sick bed. I've been feeling pretty darn good.
You were in a sick bed.
As long as I can pitch, no, I'd be fine. I was not. I was pretty good. No sick bed. I'm good. Can you pitch, by the way? The Dodgers need pitching. Have you heard of that?
I can go left or right.
You can go left or right?
Uh-huh.
That's good. You're bouncing your microphone there over there a little bit. I can tell you're getting ready to throw a fastball. The Dodgers, there Andrew Friedman was sitting there in the conference, and they got Yamamoto. He's on the DL. Can't pitch right now for a while.
Yeah, give me the list of who's on the DL.
And they got Mookie Betts. Between those two guys right there, $39 million in salary, and they can't use him right now. So that puts a big dent in your game a little
bit. Well, they're saving him for the World Series.
Well, you and I were talking before the show. It seems like, the key factor is, can you pitch? Maybe we need a lot of Shohei Ohtanis out there where the guy can pitch and bat. So maybe if you go down and you can't pitch, you can still bat.
Wouldn't you, if Japan hatched
Shohei Ohtani,
don't you think it would be wise if you went to Japan and started scouring the countryside?
Well, he's a big guy. What is he, 6-something or whatever?
He's 6'4".
6'4".
Yeah.
I mean, and people, they come to the ballpark, and the Dodgers were playing the White Sox last week, and even though their team is losing, in this case the White Sox, they stick around until Shohei Ohtani does his last at-bat to see if he's going to clout another one out of the ballpark.
Well, it's just like Barry Bonds' effect.
Yes, it is. It's really big. People like to see that wonderful thing there. But I'm worried, you got to get some pitching. You get a starting pitcher, what do you got, 5 or 6 innings at best
you
from the guy,
what?
4 days a week?
You plug in a third baseman. The Dodgers have so many unilaterally connected players.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody you want.
Max Muncy's out.
It's
he's got
grab
a
bag. It's
so
a grab
we need
bag.
Some players. And the Dodgers had David Peralta, but I don't think he's available anymore because I think San Diego had to use him.
Well, just wait and don't get rid of him.
We'll discuss it a little more. Stay with us. Yeah. It's the Fred Dryer Show. Hi, everyone. Michael Horn for GetTheTea.com. Summer heat getting to you. Go to GetTheTea.com and take advantage of their first ever semi-annual sale on all of their herbal cleansing teas. Buy 2, get 1 month absolutely free. Get the Tea is available in natural, peppermint, pomegranate, and senna, the added strength cleansing tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Enter the code MikeT and receive free shipping, too. GetTheTea.com is a family-based and owned company that has been in business over 15 years. They also carry unique supplements that you won't find in stores for your immune system, your glucose levels, and vitamins, too. GetTheTea.com. It's one of the best sales of the year, so don't wait. Buy 2, get 1 free. Go to GetTheTea, T-E-A, GetTheTea.com. Enter the code MikeT for free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Mike T is your code. Go to GetTheTea.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold. Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. He's the star of the show, Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. I sit here, press the buttons, ask him questions, and he gives some great answers. So if anything you got, you can get in our chat room. We've got that going here at Facebook Live. Just go in there and ask a question. You can email Fred, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, that's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, your Dreyer. Put it together. It's your Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. We're coming to you on Sirius XM channel 217 XM 203 Sirius XM on the app 967. We're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and our flagship 790 KABC. Glad to have you all in tune with us. Your week, Fred, going pretty well, even though the Dodgers have injuries there. All teams are having injuries these days. And when these pitchers, you can't have enough pitchers on a team, it seems, because back in the day of Koufax and Drysdale, they threw a fastball. If you were crowding the plate, Drysdale would knock you back a little bit, and then he'd throw one right down the middle. You were scared to swing at it. Fastball, curveball, maybe a changeup, that's it. Now you got to have like six different pitches and be able to throw them in spots. Am I right?
Well, that's always been the case. It's just that in the Drysdale Koufax era, in the early days of Dodger baseball, we didn't have the world peeking over our shoulders and following us into the bathroom and all of these things. I think that what they could do is they could change the roster around to have everybody who is in the outfield, in the infield, behind the plate, on the mound, during a game. Any time the manager wanted to change a pitcher, he could choose from any one of those people.
Everybody
can pitch.
Everybody would be a requirement of baseball that everybody has to learn to pitch.
Yeah, and you can't lob it. That's what the camp's for. Mm-hmm. Your camp is for you to go and be able to pitch and get people out, you know.
I mean, these teams invest a lot of money here in star players, and then when somebody gets a bad arm and they can't throw, you lose all that money. In the case of the Dodgers, they're Yamamoto, and Mookie Betts is not a pitcher. He's a shortstop these days, outfielder. But all of a sudden, you're losing $39 million worth of your payroll, and you're thinking, like, what are we going to do here? So your idea, as preposterous as it sounds, usually you're
it's
on this
show. It's completely preposterous. That's why it'll work.
That's why, Fred, that's why you're bringing it up. Everybody required to pitch, huh?
Everybody is not getting out alive. Everybody has to go out, and if you're loosening up in the left field, throwing it to the center fielder throws it to the right fielder, and then you come back from commercial, and then right at the last minute, the manager, whoever the heck that's going to be, you'll flip a coin, and whoever the manager is the one guy who's going to come out and point to one of the position players. And it'll all work smoothly, and you don't have to worry about getting the reports from the medical room saying we need another Tommy John surgery on our first baseman.
Tough to be a manager these days because you got to get the best players there, and a lot of them injured. Now, back in the day, I remember as a kid, I would watch Sandy Koufax pitch for the Dodgers, and Sandy, he's a dandy. He's still around, and he had always arm problems, never had Tommy John surgery. It was before his time. That was before we had Tommy John to get the surgery. And Sandy would pitch, and he eventually had to retire from baseball. But, man, even with a sore arm, he pitched for many years. And I remember seeing pictures. He would be in an ice water bath. He would sit that arm in an ice-freezing water bath, and you'd see him smoking a cigarette. Sometimes they'd try to cut that out of the picture because it wasn't apropos sometimes at the time. But here's Sandy still around, one of the great pitchers that everybody talks to for the time, was able to grin and bear it through that and bring victory to many Dodger teams.
You know, as accurate as that is, I'm on my team, I'm allowing anybody to smoke that they want to smoke. If the pitcher wants to smoke,
I don't know.
He can hang a L&M out of his lip, and he can chuck that apple.
No.
If that keeps him from getting an operation, that's fine with me.
So all you're caring about is good health. And do you allow a little tobacco still in baseball? But you don't see it as much anymore.
Well, you're doing is deferring bad health with a little bit of a leeway on winning a World Series.
It's a difference in the ball game now from what it was to what it is now, and it's a tough thing to do when the teams go down. And it just does. You know, we broadcast out of Hollywood, California, here in Los Angeles, but it happens to all teams. Everybody's always got problems on the DL. Mike Trout out for the Angels. Oh, you just look around. Aaron Judge was out for a while. You know, everybody said, you got a problem.
Wait a minute.
Well, didn't he have a sore? He was out for a few.
You don't use the term for a while with
he's back.
With Mike Trout. What? Mike Trout, once he's out, he's out.
He's out for a while. And he's one of the great players. And so you got to – I don't know how you pick. I could not be a good general manager of a team to know who to pick.
Oh, I would.
What about in football? You played football for so many years. You guys were banged up all the time. You played hurt all the time.
Yeah, and we knew who was really hurt and who really wasn't hurt. And
that Rich Saul story.
My lovely Rich Saul, God bless him.
comes to mind. If you he had a bad injury, as I recall, didn't he?
He really had a broken thumb, and he's a center, so it makes it tough to hike the ball when you have a bad thumb and you're a center.
So he knew he was out, right?
But he had it fixed. And it was every day of practice, every day, every moment of every waking day, he had to carry that big, fat, swollen thumb into battle. And one day, Larry Brooks and I are kind of kneeling down on the sideline, sitting on our helmets, and we look over down the field on the 20-yard line, and there's Rich during a TV timeout, holding up his two thumbs like this, if I can get it in again.
Fred is putting both thumbs straight
like this,
up. Yeah,
showing the official, the umpire, showing the umpire how he has to endure pain.
But he didn't play for a while and thought he was going to be out, but then the Rams needed him, didn't they? And happened?
They jumped him and they dragged him into the room, and he says, "Hey, Doc, what's going on?" And Curlin turned around with a foot-long needle in his hand and said, "Well, we're going to put this in the end of your thumb under your fingernail. He says, "You're kidding me." No. He says, "No, I'm not." And he had Jack Youngblood and I hold him down, which was a joke in itself. So we grabbed him. He says, "Hey, you guys, hey, what do you think you're doing? Hey, don't, hey, come on, don't do that." And Curlin put the thing, he says, is this really going to hurt? He says, "Oh, is it?"
So, and then he played that day, that week, didn't he?
Yeah, he played against Bob Brown of the Bengals.
Settle that.
Monday night TV. He had to do it.
Yeah, it was Monday night, for gosh sakes.
He had to
Monday
do
night
it.
Football. It's probably in the days when you had Frank Gifford there doing the announcing, huh?
Yeah, and we kept yelling on the sideline. We kept yelling to Richie, "We're watching you, baby. Keep going. You're doing good." You know, pep them up.
Now, there you go. That would change and then maybe help out some of the teams. If Max Muncy's got that pulled muscle over there, maybe a shot or something in there to kind of, you know, that probably affects your batting. I don't know, but it's like...
Well, Max Muncy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be out for another 90 days or 60 days on a pulled left oblique. And it's just doesn't seem possible to me. You know, when you are swinging as wildly as he swings, he connects certainly. But when you swing as wildly as Max Muncy swings, you are going to hurt something for a long time. And he's done this before, a couple of years ago.
He's been injured for quite a time, yeah.
He was on the injury list, and it, what the problem is, you know, we'll get another third baseman, but what we can't get is we can't get lineup continuity. You can't have guys going in and out and not establishing a lineup that is predicated on the one in front and the one in the back.
We'll have more straight ahead.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here it's Fred Dreyer's show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, and here with you every week at this time with the show. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. all right, so everybody should be pitching. Everybody should be there. The Dodgers need, I don't know, how many pitchers should a team carry? Because a lot of times these guys go down. You get into the late innings of the game, Fred Dreyer, you got a guy that pitches the seventh inning, one that does the eighth, one that does the ninth. Why don't you just have one for every inning of the game and carry like 30 pitchers?
Well, that's my point.
You would do that. You would have 30 pitchers.
30 people who are potential pitchers when I need them. Not every day. Only if the pitching staff, like the Dodgers, is usually pretty good, the first five innings on a starter,
Yeah. They
can usually get five innings out of them. That means there's four left. Then they can go out and shake the bottle and see if they can get a combination of pitchers. As I'm yapping here, I'm listening to the rule that says you have to pitch for three.
Oh yeah,
for three batters.
Still around, I think too.
It's still around, and they got to get rid of that rule.
Because you would want to change the pitcher whenever you have to.
I could directly equate that idiotic rule
with losses, many losses,
with a successful pitching campaign.
I agree. Should be able to make those changes, because if a guy doesn't have it, he just doesn't have it. And nowadays, I notice the announcers talk about, you know, placement of the ball as well as a selection of pitches, because it looks like they got to keep the batter off base. But as I say, in the old days, if somebody was digging into the plate, they'd throw a brushback pitch, you know, not to injure the guy, but push him back, and see, you don't want him digging in on you, so that you had the plate to work.
Here's a name for you, Fred Hutchinson.
Oh yeah, manager of the Cincinnati.
He would stand up on the top step while his relief pitcher that he just brought in is throwing. If he didn't like what he saw, he'd change him right there again.
Exactly.
That's baseball. And that's not the way it is anymore.
We talked about Willie Mays, the passing of Willie Mays, and all the great numbers and stats that he had in his career. And we got a mention in a Facebook post came to us from Veda Pinson III. I believe it's his son, or you think it might be his grandson.
Well, it's probably his son, the third one.
Yeah, Veda Pinson III. And he talked about his dad. Veda Pinson III mentioned that his dad, Veda Pinson II, was one of the all-time, I think that works out that way, was one of the all-time great center fielders, played for the Cincinnati Reds, and he was a great player. I remember hearing games. You were talking to me before the broadcast about the great Veda Pinson in center field.
Well, he was terrific. He'd play the terrace. You know, in Crosley Field, the outfield would run out towards center field, and then as you got to the track.
Yeah, the warning track.
Yeah. It would come up to about a 2 foot rise.
Really?
So as you got closer to the fence, you felt as though that you were going to tip over.
Because you're going backwards and you're going up.
Well, you're going up when you want to go, when you're feeling for the wall. But anyway, you have to play that wall beautifully, and Beta Pinson played it beautifully.
Yeah, one of the and a great hitter too, wasn't he? He could tear into a ball.
He could run, brother. All those guys, those Red League guys, could run.
Yeah, they were a great team there. Oh, those are the good days, you know, when they played the Atlanta Braves and Del Crandall was the catcher. Remember Del?
Oh yeah.
Catching Warren Spahn and Lou Burdett.
I love those guys.
Yeah, so good stuff. Check out your baseball folklore because we certainly do. Now, just to change the topic a little bit to football. This story was out, I know, a while back, but I just wanted to follow through on this and get your opinion on it. Aaron Rodgers, apparently, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, had asked him to be his vice president. And he also, Robert Kennedy also has Jesse Ventura about serving as his running mate. Both said no, but I think Aaron Rodgers said he considered it for some time, but then thought he'd have to retire from football because he'd be
really
committed to this. Now, what do you think? Would a quarterback, a football player, a sports personality make a good second in command in case he had to become the president of the United States? Quarterbacks sort of have the way of the field, don't they? They're like the general.
Well, if he would accept the job, mm-hmm. only if he understood that at any time he could be called upon getting on a helicopter and flying to the to where he's wanted by the president.
Yeah, you would have him still play football and be able to.
That's right. He'd have a nice little thing in his ear that would tell him what's been going on and stuff.
Yeah, you know, the Aaron Rodgers, he was against the COVID-19 and the pandemic, and he had a lot of things to talk about, the jabs and all that kind of stuff. He got into it, I think, with Jimmy Kimmel or something.
That's why he wasn't named the president's running mate.
I guess not. And he went against Jimmy Kimmel making comments about him and, you know, flying and celebrity status and that kind of thing. Anyway, Aaron said, I love Bobby. He says, but it was either retire or continue. So I guess he's going to continue. That being said, there's a story out about quarterback salary. Now, you got to sign a team. Last time I saw it, you had to have other players on a football team, but there's the discussion going along amongst the members of the league, owners, about having a quarterback cap. What do you think about that, a salary cap?
Well, I have to ask the question before I get there. Here's the question. When you take a look, you can read some of those salaries there, if you would.
Sure. We got Joe Burrow of the Bengals.
How long has he been playing? 6-7 years?
Yeah, $55 million per year he's playing right now.
So how soon do you think he's going to climb up to $100 million?
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence, Jaguars, $55 million. Jared Goff, the Lions, $53 million. Justin Herbert from the Chargers, $52.5 million. Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, $52 million. That's a bargain, it seems, with these other guys here. Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, $51 million. Kyler Murray of the Cardinals, $46.1 million. Deshaun Watson of the Browns, $46, $45 million for Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes. That's a real bargain for Mahomes. Come on. Josh Allen of the Bills, $43 million. Matthew Stafford of the Rams, $40 million is all he makes. This guy probably is on
He's
probably getting food stamps.
He's being cheated. Come on. He should walk out right now.
Dak Prescott of the Cowboys, you Cowboy fans, $40 million. And Daniel Jones of the Giants, $40 million, and Aaron Rodgers, here you go. This is why you might have thought about running for vice president. He's from the Jets at the bottom of the list here at $37.5 million. So what's your thoughts on this?
Well, the thought is, here's what you do. You cap your squad, your 55-man squad.
Okay.
However many people they have now, you know, on the roster.
Exactly.
So you take every position player, which is a non-quarterback, and you put a cap on all of that, and all the spending that you do goes towards quarterbacks.
So you cap everybody.
So if you want to give people a raise, mm-hmm. the first person that gets a raise is a quarterback.
There you go.
And there's no BS about it. It's just strictly the way it is. Remember, the executive committee, the owners,
yes,
they can set and make any rule they want. It's a private entity. So why can't they just say, okay, we're going to pay quarterbacks $50 million, and then we're going to cap it at 78.5. So no quarterback will ever get more than $78 million a year, and then the rest of the team will have to negotiate under the cap. The cap is, does a tight end say, you know, I caught Ricky's 50th touchdown this year. And they'll say,
that's worth a million.
And they'll say, well, so what? He says, well, if you don't give me $30 million to play tight end, I'm gonna hold out. We'll see ya. We'll go get somebody else to play that. We're paying the people that's most important.
It's like, where does it stop? It's like they're saying there's a salary cap percentage here. So if you're a guy like Joe Burrow at the Bengals, you're making $55 million. You, along with Trevor Lawrence of the Jaguars, got the highest contracts there. The salary cap percentage, you're like 24.5% of the salary cap. You keep that, you're saying, is for the quarterback because you need good quarterbacks. But then you get a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this guy just making $45 million, you got to bump him up. He's as good as Joe Burrow, isn't he?
Well, I think you got to go right now and just say, okay, after this year, every quarterback will get $100 million, and that's it. No more negotiating.
Well, hold on now. What happens if they have a stinky year and you want to trade them?
Nope. No more. That's just the way it is. You inherit a bad quarterback and a bad salary because that's what you want.
Exactly.
And that's what this says. They're escalating it mindlessly.
Yes. All right, so there you have it. And we've screwed up baseball now, and we've screwed up football.
Yeah, well, listen, everybody is eligible to be paid millions of dollars if you're a professional athlete.
You got it. All right, your thoughts on that? Go ahead and email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll take a little break and come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show coming to you from CRN, the Championship Radio Network. Stay with us. More to come.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Psst, I'm going to tell you a secret. Actually, I'm going to let a real Cricket customer, Daisy, tell you herself.
When I switched to Cricket Wireless,
that's Daisy.
I got a free phone.
Super free.
Well, it's so free, I don't even know why it's a secret.
Totally. Let's tell people. Switch and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Limited time. Must bring your number to Cricket on a minimum $55 per month. Voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
This is big, like really, really big. So I'm a rewards member at Kohl's, and I just shopped their first ever member deal days. Listen to this. I got 25% off clothes, shoes, and more for myself, my husband, and my kids. Plus 25% off some really great finds for our home. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join for free right now and get instant access to these savings too. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Kohl's member deal days. Flex styles. Some exclusions apply. 25% off Kohl's rewards offer ends June 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I like your idea of a salary cap, Fred, but I would do it a little differently. I would do a salary cap of, I don't know, $24 million, something like, whatever, some kind of an idea. But I would pay, because once you reach your cap, you can't get any more. I would make it so every time you threw a touchdown, every time you had some great things that you do as a quarterback, you get extra money. So you could make a lot of money because I'm incentivizing you to go ahead and perform flawlessly at every game. And then you'd see a great football game because everybody's trying to make their money and make a good pass and make things happen. That would be my idea. But I could be wrong.
Well, I don't think there's any right and wrong.
No.
The point is the ownership decided we're going to pay Mahomes, Kansas City's quarterback.
Yes.
We're going to pay him $55 million.
$43 million. I think he's
got $43 million.
Yeah, $43 million.
We're going to pay him $43 million, signaling to all the other quarterbacks
45.
In the league.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are up for some money, because suddenly they're making it possible to really not have to take a quarterback into arbitration or. Or have a quarterback think that he's going to renegotiate his 3-year deal into an 8-year deal.
Yeah.
They're just going to come out and say, hey, we're going to give you 8 years at $50 million a year. How about that? And the agent would say, that sounds pretty good. That's pretty
Sometimes
good.
Sometimes the agents want another $1 million just because they get more commission.
Well, it all depends on what they do. It's not the league's business agent negotiates. I mean, they're going to cheat the quarterback anyways if they can.
So there you have. I think we maybe possibly can solve that problem. There's another situation up there that's hiring people, and this goes back to baseball now, and this affected the Milwaukee Brewers. This is maybe why their manager left and went to the Cubs. I have no idea. But apparently the Milwaukee Brewers had an employee there, a woman by the name of Amy Betro. And she's identified also as a female assassin. And apparently they hired her. She was held a day job with the Milwaukee Brewers as an administrator, and which some said she seemed to like. But apparently it was recorded that a father and son, namely Mohammed Nazir and Mohammed Aslam, were found guilty of being involved in an unsuccessful murder plot, because Betro, they hired her to kill a boutique owner. And apparently she tried to, and she had the gun, and she pulled the trigger, but the gun did not fire. Her gun jammed during the attempt, thank goodness, so no one was killed. But they're still searching for her. She's on the run. Nazir and Aslam, they were found guilty of conspiracy to murder this guy who was apparently he had a boutique clothing store in Birmingham, and it saw windows were being smashed. The interior was trashed over there. And Betro, when she was working for the Milwaukee Brewers, she seemed to like her job in administration, but she was reportedly fired because she was stealing fans' credit card information.
What the hell kind of a get up is that?
I don't know. I think it's got to be a better way of checking background checks, don't you think?
Well, you got to give her more money.
A salary cap. You got to give her more money. There you go. And her mom, who lives in outside of Milwaukee, she said she warned authorities. She said of her daughter, she's not dumb. She knows how to hide. So we'll keep you posted on that one.
Well, sure. She's genetically imprinted in her, and so, she'll do what she has to do.
Her dad was in prison.
All she has to do is marry an NFL player, and they'll never find her.
On the road all the time. Now, well, let's go to our Facebook Live chat room we have here. And we've got a question in here from Chris. Chris Cortez says he's talking about this this rule. We were talking about crazy rules when you're talking about pitchers that have to pitch at least three batters before they can be taken out. Well, there's a rule. He says since this rule, and he's talking about the pitch clock, was instituted in 2023, a Major League Baseball game ended in a pitch clock violation, and that's how the game ended. Your thoughts on that pitch clock?
The
pitch clock, you got to throw the ball before the 30 seconds are up, or
I understand, but that, are they saying that cannot end a game?
Well, because there was a violation, the guy took a first base, if the bases were loaded, the winning run would come in, the game's over on a pitch clock violation.
And what's the point?
Well, he thinks that might be a stupid violation to have, that you lose the game because some guy took an extra second on the mound.
Well, do you know how dumb pitchers are?
I don't.
Look at every day. Right now, some dumb pitcher can't find the plate and is blowing games left and right. But, so you might as well allow games to be lost and blown because of new technology or new rules.
So you got to know the rules. You got to know when they change.
I agree.
You know the rules.
I say there should be no rules that prohibit pitchers from, other than the balk rule and rules, but there just should be no.
I'm okay with the pitch clock.
If you can, you're okay with the pitch clock.
Yeah, because I didn't think I would like it at first, and now it seems to move the game. I'm fine with it. I understand when there's a violation, then it's like it could ruin the game.
Well,
it's only happened once that we know of here, and so maybe it's.
Well, I want to make sure that. I think it should be that every manager has the ability to go to the mound and change their pitcher whenever he wants.
I do agree with that, because sometimes when Dave Roberts went out to that pitcher the Dodgers got, and he'd been blown off a few teams, and Dave put his head there to him and talked to him and says, look, get together. I mean, this is the way you have to manage nowadays. It's like you're a dad for every member of your team. And he turned that kid around, and the kid's been pitching Gonzalez or something. Is that who it is on the Dodgers? I forget it. And he's been pitching really well thanks to a good manager that comes out and talks. I think the manager should go out there. You had Bobby Miller the other night in Chicago. His hometown.
He's a mental case.
But he came, he had all his fans, he had his family out there, and it put pressure on him, and then he wasn't finding the plate.
And that tells you don't want him in pressure games.
But you wouldn't make a good manager if you went out there.
No, but I would save that pitcher from further embarrassment.
Would you call him a mental case if he went out to the mound?
Well, I might. I don't know.
I would not do that.
Well, I'm not saying I would, but I want to be free to
do it. Between you and the millions of listeners.
I want to be free to do what I want to do if I'm the manager.
I hear you, Fred.
You're going to pitch one pitch to this guy, and then I'm going to take you out of here and bring somebody else in. I want to be able to change my pitchers to pitch to anybody I want. And if I want to use 15 pitchers a game, I'm using them.
See, I would manage the Tommy Lasorda style sometimes. Like, he had a pitcher, true story, very religious, went to church, everything. thing. The kid was having trouble walking people around the bases, getting hits. And he walked out to the mound. He says, let me tell you something right now. He says, you're religious, aren't you? And the kid said, yes, I am, Skip. He says, well, let me ask you, if you died right now and you went to heaven and you were there and you saw St. Peter, would you want to tell St. Peter I won this game or I lost it? I want to tell him I won the game. He says, well, go win it. And the pitcher got out there, gave up a hit, walked the next guy, walked in the winning run, game's over. Tommy goes to him and says, what happened? He said you were going to win the game. He goes, Skip, you had me so worried about dying I couldn't pitch. So you got to be careful on what you do when you put this together.
That's a Tommy Lasorda story.
It is.
That is. That's a genuine story from Tommy.
Yes.
But the point remains is I want to make sure that I get to use. How many pitchers do they carry on a 30-man squad?
I've been. Maybe they got like 15, something like 13.
13.
15, yeah, they kind of vary a little bit. Yeah.
But I'm going to use
more.
All of them if I can, if yeah. I want.
I would get more people on the team, so you got backup. It just seems that there's a lot of injuries going.
Well, and I'd also make sure that I had a secret reserve. That means all my outfielders are on call.
I gotcha.
They're on call to pitch whenever I want them to pitch.
The new Fred Dreyer League. We're coming up with that in baseball. Now, just real quick here, basketball, Lakers. They fire their coach the first week of May, Darvin Ham. Then they J.J. Redick is contacted by the Lakers in mid-May. And then they go to UConn head coach Dan Hurley, who rejects their offer because Dan Belinka is trying to talk to a bunch of different peoples. Redick's offered the job 10 days later. He accepts. He's the new coach of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if you're the new coach? This guy's 40 years old. You know, the guy Hurley turned it down because he wanted to remain in Connecticut because the Huskies were attempting to win their third consecutive NCAA championship. So, but what do you do here now? You got this guy, he says, I know what the expectations are. It's my job. It's Rob's job. It's all of our job to deliver a championship caliber team. That's what I signed up for. He's talked to people already. He's touched base with Anthony Davis. He says, I've talked to him about being a hub of the team to maximize his abilities.
Okay, that's what he's supposed to do.
Exactly.
All right.
Would you do anything else? Would you
What do you mean? Would I
have
do
team meetings?
Else?
Start talking to him right away.
That's.
I'm giving you the job, Fred. What would you do?
Well, that's what you do. You do that.
So you like this guy?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Thought maybe you'd have some other stuff.
We're going to have a picnic every day.
Some people might do that.
We're going to roast marshmallows
Could be doing that as well, too.
The logo in the middle of the court is actually a pop-up barbecue pit.
There you go. Because you'd remember, oh, boy, we had that great barbecue.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll have another if I play well. That's good. I like that.
That's exactly good.
Okay, now, Michael Phelps, and he's a little lost faith in the World Anti-Doping Agency because of this Chinese swimming team. You know, the New York Times back on April 20th reported these 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance 7 months before the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. They were never punished. The banned substance was a prescribed heart drug that can enhance performance by increasing blood flow to the heart. Some of the athletes who tested positive went on to medal in Tokyo.
Hey.
And they had performances that included 3 gold medal winners. The swimmers were allowed to compete in the Olympics, and the World Anti-Doping Agency accepted China's findings that suggested the Chinese swimmers unwittingly ingested the substance from the food they ate at a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Phelps is very upset.
Isn't Michael Phelps the guy that's on
a lot of medals? Good swimmer.
He had a TV show.
You're thinking of Jim Phelps was Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a different Phelps.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is Michael Phelps.
Wow.
He medaled 28 times in 5 games, 23 gold medals.
Oh, yeah.
And so he is there, and he just says that it's shaken his faith now, and other athletes have lost faith in the Olympics coming up. Have you lost faith?
In what?
In the Olympics.
I've always found them boring.
Yeah, but
I have.
I have too, always.
I can't sit in front of a TV and watch, and listen for the gun. A false start, ladies and gentlemen. It's a false start, so what we have to do now is take them back to the take him back to the starting line. And we're going to start him again, ladies and gentlemen, after this word from your local sponsor.
Oh, that's what we're going to do right here now, Fred.
I know.
We're going to have a word from the local sponsor, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Yep.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back on the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We do have some comments for you, Fred. A question comes in here and says, did you have any experience playing against guys that you knew were using performance-enhancing drugs?
Are you kidding? Let's see, how many years did I play professionally? Let's see. I believe that I had 13 years of such knowledge.
They have it. All right, going to our chat room over there. We have a good comment here from, Jenny. She says, Jenny says it was Ramirez that Dave Roberts had the chat with that helped him out with his pitching.
Yeah, good.
And hello to Rachel's tuned in over there. Martine is locked in on you there. Jeannie is here. We also have Nikki and Bruce. And then Clayton is there. And he says he hopes we're both doing well. He's at Klamath Falls, so he's doing a good job there. And Pamela.
That's Oregon, isn't it?
Yeah, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Kristen is out there in Connecticut. Pamela from Georgia. Beverly and Michigan. So a good team over there. We're here every week at this time. Now, what you got planned for this week, Fred? Anything special coming up? And, you know, are we going to do some workouts or whatever, try to get some extra maybe pitchers for the Dodgers?
I have extra bags of marshmallows that I have left over.
From?
From, well, oddly enough, your party.
My party?
You had a party a while back.
And you took marshmallows home with you?
And I put them in my bag, I have to tell you. I wondered where those went. I'm going to bring them back on July 6th because that's my birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for your birthday this year, so we're going to have to set a big celebration as soon as I get back.
I'll come down to the boat
thank you.
And wish you the very best.
I'm sure Janine is going to take care of you on your birthday.
I'm sure she will.
And of course, you'll be mine later on. Not that I'm the jealous type or anything. That's our show. Follow Fred on Twitter, on X at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can always email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Final thoughts are it's always great to be with you. We look forward to the next time.
See you then, everybody. Have a great week.